talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, and we're back here on this Getaway Friday, July the 31st, 2026. Last day in the month of July, 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I should mention that... Put those over on the yellow table for a second. I should mention that, what do we got here? Ohio State Fair tomorrow night, August the 1st, Allison Krauss in Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas, and Sunday night is Sammy Kershaw, August the 2nd.
So how Blippi go? Did you give away all the Blippi tickets?
We gave away some, yeah.
Well, that's good.
So there you go.
I didn't think anybody was going to want the Blippi.
Well, it's a kids' night. It's not the biggest night of the thing. But we might do some Family Feud here if you'd like to get some of these tickets. But if anybody has anything to say about flock cameras or things going on in the city or all the Larry Barnett coverage we've had this morning, if you'd like to call in, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, here's the category. Name something you associate with summer. We have never finished this category off. Number three was vacation. Number four was sunburn. Number five was barbecue. But number one and two are still on the list here. Name something you associate with summer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Name something you associate with summer. Two answers, number one and number two. And we've got tickets to Allison Krauss and Union Station and Sammy Kershaw. Allison Krauss on Saturday night, Sammy Kershaw on Sunday night. Or if you have anything else to say, feel free to call in as well. Go ahead, caller.
How about fresh sweet corn on the cob?
No sweet corn. Good guess, though. No sweet corn on the list here today. Name something you associate with summer. That's what we're looking for. We've got number one and number two on the list. Name something you associate with summer. All right, well, Matt, what's your final feeling on the flock cameras as we go into that meeting on Monday night?
About the flock cameras or the meeting?
Both.
Well, I mean, I don't know. My opinion on the flock cameras remains unchanged. I think you should ban the flock cameras. And, yeah. And you can also ban the ring cameras, but that's going to be much harder. Anyways, I think that the meeting's probably going to be more informational than the other meetings because... I don't know. There's, you know, they have a whole little committee thing that's supposed to be answering questions, and the flock guy is supposed to be there. And I would assume a flock representative knows, about flock. Now I don't know that they, you know, are going to be 100% truthful. They might lie, I guess. But got to take him at his word unless I know otherwise. So I'm interested to see what the meeting ends up looking like.
Okie doke. So why do you think that flock cameras should be removed?
Why do I think that they should be... Well, I mean, you know, it's just government surveillance. I don't think that the government should be surveilling people. I mean, you know, if you want to surveil me, then do an investigation and find out that there's a reason to surveil me, and then surveil me. Don't just constantly surveil me and then be like, oh, well, now there's a reason to surveil him, and then pull all of the surveillance you already had. Seems like, I'm not a fan. I don't like the flock cameras. Government surveillance, I generally tend to think is bad.
Go ahead, caller.
How about heat and humidity?
No heat and humidity, but boy, we're hoping to get these answers someday.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Catch you later, bye.
All right, not heat and humidity. Name something you associate with summer. That's what we're looking for. Name something you associate with summer. 1 and 2 on the list here today. 740-383-9944. So why is it government surveillance if they're just doing your license plate?
I mean, they're still surveilling you.
Right, but what could they use that for?
I mean, if you look at the data, you can see, you know, everywhere I've gone.
Right, but if you haven't gone anywhere illegal, what's the point?
I mean, I don't know. It's literally the whole thing. I agree. If I haven't done anything illegal, what's the point in surveilling me?
Right.
No. What's the point in surveilling me?
Because I assume there are people who do illegal things. That's like saying...
Yeah, but there are... Yes.
Now, wait a second. Whoa. Wait a second. Why try to catch speeders? Why sit on the side of the road and shoot people's cars? Why do that? Not every car you shoot is speeding.
Well, I think cops probably got something better to do than to try to catch people who are speeding. But, yeah, I can...
But I don't hear anybody saying, get off the road. Why sit on the side of the road and wait for cars that look like they're bobbing and weaving? I mean, not everybody's driving drunk.
I mean, it's not surveillance, I guess.
Well, what is that? What do you call it?
I mean,
they're looking at all cars out there. If you're on the road and they're sitting on the side, they're looking to see if you're swerving.
Well, I guess, that's like, they're on patrol.
Okay, what's the difference between a camera and patrol?
Well, there's a person, and the person's not tracking
my... Okay, so what if we get a person?
And the person's not tracking my car movements.
But as you just said, if you're not doing anything illegal, doesn't matter.
If you're not doing anything illegal... If you're not doing anything illegal, it doesn't matter. I think we should just let the cops go through everybody's houses, search everybody's houses, stop anybody they want.
That doesn't hold any weight.
No, look, it's...
You've said that a million times.
Yeah,
it doesn't hold any weight.
It's the same exact thing.
No,
if you're not doing anything wrong, why does it matter if the cops search your house?
Because the roads are not...
We're not going to find anything.
Roads are not your personal property.
It'd be a lot easier...
Roads are not your personal property. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what about these places where they stop all the cars going through that street?
That's right. What about that?
Looking for people that have warrants or been drinking or stuff like that.
They have to make those publicly known. So if you go to sheriff's...
You don't think the flock cameras are known?
I mean, you know where the locations are at, I guess.
You know where you see them.
They'll tell you where they're at if you
I don't know. They kind of hide the flock cameras.
The thing is enormous.
Yeah, but it's not like you have to go out of your way to it's on the top of a it's not like just in your peripheral. I mean, you have to, look for it.
First, and by the way, the roads are not your property.
Yeah, I know.
Your house is. So that argument is not valid. That's probably why the courts rule against it. Because what exactly is the Fourth Amendment, as you read it? I don't have the verbiage in front of me, but I think that's what it is.
Oh my God,
I'm not crazy about the Ring cameras.
Now, why don't you the Ring cameras?
Aren't you a proponent of the flock cameras?
Oh, yes.
So how are you against the Ring cameras?
Because the Ring cameras are on the internet. And those can be hacked into. That's just like computer games and some of those baby monitors that go through the internet. They found people that's been talking to the kids.
Yeah.
Through that. I want to get a camera system that is wireless. You put the cameras up. You don't have to run wires to them. And it don't run. And you got a DVR there. It doesn't run through the internet. I don't want no cameras where, especially if you have cameras inside your house. There's been cases where people hack into those cameras. And they're watching you inside your house.
You can hack into the flock cameras. The flock cameras are connected to the internet.
Right. Anything connected to the internet, there's a risk of people, hacking into it.
Yeah,
that's the reason why if I had Ring cameras, if that's what people want to do, that's fine. But I just wouldn't rather not have a Ring camera. I'd rather have a camera system that's not connected to the internet.
Do away with... get CCTV. What happened to CCTV?
Well, what's the Fourth Amendment?
Oh, wait, sorry. One second.
What is it, you know?
It's blurry. I'm trying to wait for the image to no longer be blurry. I'll just go to the website.
We're going to try to figure it out here.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrants shall issue.
Well, that's why.
But upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be
searched. First sentence is why it didn't apply to flock cameras. That's clear as a bell. That's never going to be overturned because the roads are not public. The streets are not public. Those are not yours. That's why you have to have a driver's license. That's why you have to have insurance in Ohio. There it is. Where do people get that that's against the Fourth Amendment?
You have to wear a seatbelt.
How is that even a Fourth Amendment argument now that I've heard it? Where is the Fourth Amendment argument there?
I would assume it's the, no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, and, like...
No, what's the first line?
Yeah, but it's not about the whole thing.
No, you can't pick or choose what you want out of that. You start with the first line.
I'm picking the whole thing. Yeah, it's only the Fourth Amendment.
Read it again from the top.
All right. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Okay, right there.
That's not the end.
No, but what
it's a comma. It's not even a period. It's a comma.
Okay, go ahead.
Shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Of those three places. That's what that's saying. What are those three places?
Persons, houses, papers.
Persons, houses, papers.
And effects.
Okay. Where do flock cameras fall in that?
Persons.
Persons?
I assume.
What? They're patting you down?
Or effects. I mean, your car.
They're searching your car.
They're tracking your car.
They're searching your car.
They're tracking you.
They're not searching your car.
They don't see how many people you have in your car.
Right. So which one of those things applies to flock cameras?
Again.
So when you jump up and say, well, let them in your house, well, yes, it is against going inside your house. It is against going inside your papers. It is against going inside your personal effects, none of which are your license plate. Your license plate is the state of Ohio.
Well, the state of Ohio owns your license
plate.
That's
right.
Yeah, I think that's a scam, too. How are they going to own the license plate that I got to pay?
But now, wait a second.
The whole thing's a scam.
No.
If they want to take those license plates back because you... your driving conditions or something like that.
Why don't you just revoke my license then?
Those license plates up.
I'm just saying, where would the argument even be to overturn that? That's not even ambiguous. That's not like the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. There's no ambiguity there at all. And if you say you don't want to chop up the amendments, then you probably really don't like the Second Amendment. Because if you read that all the way through, it certainly is not saying every person is entitled to a gun.
I've read it.
Well, yeah, you must not believe that's protecting your gun rights. Because it very clearly states to maintain a well-regulated militia. And if you have to read the whole thing to go through, then you know they're not talking about every single person.
And a militia is a lot different today than what it used to be.
And you also notice they don't use the word every person. They use the people. And then people will say, well, they didn't use that language back there. But just a few amendments down, they say every person shall have the right to a fair trial.
They also said we the people when you know, we the people.
They are talking about we the people.
Yes, we the people.
Right, but they're not talking about every person shall have the right to a firearm.
No. When we, the whole Declaration of Independence, we the people.
Yeah.
Or the Constitution. Sorry,
but why does it say every person shall have the right to a fair trial, but the people shall... Because they're talking about groups.
So why does it say we the people in the Constitution?
Because it's a declaration of a group of people.
Yeah, we the people.
We the people who are making the declaration. Yes, it was made by more than one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the rules
are
for...
On behalf of everybody.
Right, on behalf of everybody. But the Second Amendment, then, is not protecting any guns. I hate to tell you that.
You're right. Guns and stuff has been limited for a long, long time. You're not allowed to own an automatic weapon unless it's registered with the government.
Yeah. Well,
Well, yeah.
You're not allowed to have hand grenades or anything like that.
You can't even buy a fully automatic weapon. I don't even know how you, like, come across
them. You can. You can buy and sell them, but you have to be approved to go buy them.
But I can't just walk into a gun store and buy a fully automatic weapon. Like, they don't make fully automatic weapons.
But there's weapons that are out there that you can buy.
Name one.
And you have to.
Where do you buy it at? Where do you buy it at?
You would have to buy that from independent people. You can't go to a gun store and buy it. And
flea markets.
And when you buy it, you got to have that registered, and you got to pay so much to cover the cost of regulating that. And if the government comes to you and say, I want to see that rifle, you got to show it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know.
That rifle has to
be
in
the ATF shows up to people's houses all the time.
But there's been restrictions on guns for a long time. People cry about a waiting list and, you know, different stuff like that. And God, there's nothing wrong with that. Having a pistol that can only carry 7 or 9 rounds? Nobody needs a pistol with a magazine that would, one of those barrel magazines that contains 50 rounds.
I mean, a lot of pistol, or like, I have 2 pistols. Well, actually, I have more than 2 pistols, but the one's a revolver, so I guess it doesn't count. And like, the one pistol has a magazine of, I think 15, and like, it, like, that's the stock magazine. Like, it just comes with the gun, you know? And then the other one, I think, is 12 or 13. Like, I don't know. You literally have to make smaller guns. Like, you'd literally be limited to, like, 9mm and, like, 22. Like, I don't know.
But just...
Or you could do what they do, I guess, with, like, shotguns. They make you put a plug in it, so you can't put that many in there. But at that point, why don't you just shrink down the magazine?
My question is, where is the defense... Where is the Constitution defending flock cameras?
One second.
Well, I don't think it does.
No. And who has ever tried to search somebody based upon a flock camera?
In Marion, Ohio. In Marion? I don't think it's happened.
Okay. So, again, where is this violated?
In Marion?
Yeah. If they want to track where
again,
you go in your car...
In Marion? I don't think it
no,
has
no,
been.
No, no. You
like,
say you want to get rid of
them.
No, that's not my question. My question is, if they want to surveil where you've been in Marion using a flock camera and your license plate, where is that against the Fourth Amendment? Even if they want to do that.
I don't think it's ever been done.
No, I don't see it either. But if they wanted to do that, where is that against the Fourth Amendment?
If they come out and had a warrant for you, and you were driving around Marion, and it caught your license plate, and that popped up, but that person has a warrant for them, well, you know.
Because people are saying you don't have to be doing anything wrong to be surveilled. Okay. So where's that against the Fourth Amendment?
The argument, I suppose, is that they're saying it's considered in the continuous tracking of vehicles across a network of public cameras constitutes an unconstitutional warrantless search.
What are they searching? That's why it fails.
I've already said Fourth Amendment. Look, the courts have already struck it down. It's not a good argument.
No, but when I ask you...
It's been struck down.
No, but when I ask you why you don't want them there, you say government surveillance, and when I say you're being surveilled anyway, you say, well, just let people come in your house and let... No, that is against the amendment.
No, the whole reason I brought... is because I despise the whole, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Like,
is that not true?
If you're not doing anything... Okay, sure. But if you're not doing anything wrong, why does it matter if the cops just search your house?
But people are saying
if they're not going to find anything, there's no problem. But we'd find all the drug dealers. We'd find all the kidnapped people. We'd find all the...
I might be trying to talk.
We would have all the crimes solved. All of them would be
done.
We'd find all the people with warrants.
A little unrealistic there, Matt.
you're jumping up. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. What I am saying is, I'm not saying any of that. You are going from 0 to 60, and I'm on 0. I'm saying...
It's the same argument.
No, I am...
But you have nothing to hide.
You got to let somebody speak at some point. What I am saying is, if you are giving me an issue, and the issue here seems to be flock cameras, if we are talking specifically about flock cameras, readings, your license plate, if I'm not doing anything wrong in regard to flock cameras reading my license plate, I don't have anything to worry about. And what does it have to do with dead bodies and murderers and people going into my house and kidnap people? It has nothing to do with any of that. In regard to that particular issue, do I think people should be able to come in and search my house? No, because it's against the amendment. Flock cameras are not. You have to be honest in your argument.
That is literally my argument.
What is your argument?
When you're on the streets, you have no...
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's what the courts ruled. I understand that. Yes, I understand that.
You have a...
The courts ruled that, yes.
...in your home. You should all have that privacy, right?
Yep, I got it.
But when you're on the street, there's no privacy.
Yep, got it. That's what the courts ruled. Courts ruled that the license plates... As a matter of fact, the courts even said, license plates are designed to be seen.
So in public, if you are not doing anything wrong, what do I have to worry about? What's wrong with saying that?
Why... Track the people who you think are committing crimes. If you want to use the flock cameras, track the people who you think are committing crimes.
Okay, let's say this. If I am out in front of a store and I am not vandalizing it, I don't have anything to worry about. If I am out in front of a public store and I am vandalizing
it... Why does the police department need to know that you were at Walmart?
I don't know. Ask them.
They don't. They don't need to know you're
Walmart illegal.
No.
Why do you care?
Why do they care? It's not illegal. Their job is to find the crimes.
Because how do they know you're not at illegal with a kid Walmart with a kidnapped person? They don't know until somebody reports you. And how can they go back and find out where you've been if anybody's seen you to ask any questions if they haven't surveilled you in the public?
Yeah.
Which is not illegal. But if I haven't kidnapped anybody, I don't have anything to worry about.
I'm all in favor of flock cameras.
I don't understand this argument. I really don't. You can vote the flock cameras out. That's your right as a citizen with representative democracy. That's what we have in this country. But you cannot say that that is a bad argument in regard to flock cameras. Because it's the argument you live with every day you're in public. If you were in this building right now and you fired off a gun... and shot somebody, you have something to worry about. I don't. I'm not going to worry about it. But I bet the police are going to arrest you.
Well, let's just hope of those people that are against flock cameras, a case doesn't come up where the flock cameras could do them some good, you know, find out who killed their loved one or something like that. Okay, now you'll come around. You'll be for them now.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay.
Freedom isn't safe.
I don't know what that means.
Freedom isn't safe. I mean, like, anarchists are, like, almost by definition the freest people. They can do literally anything they want. Not safe. Anarchy, not safe.
Okay.
Ban the flock cameras. I like freedom more than safety.
Oh, okay. So again...
Look, if somebody in my family was killed and the flock cameras could save it and we banned the flock cameras, and so what? I mean, like, honestly, I would rather not be surveilled. Crime's going down, not up. Why? If crime's going down and not up, according to the FBI themselves, like, why? How
well,
can
I think
we,
they are
we keep dumping money into law? It's stupid.
Well, if you're dumping more money into law enforcement and the crime level's going down, that might be a correlation. I think that's something they would argue. I think you're making their point for them.
Why do you... They raise the money every year. Crimes are going down.
Yeah.
Like, what's the... Why?
Because they have the technology now to do things they were able to do years ago.
Wouldn't you... If there's less crimes, why are you spending more money on law enforcement? There's less crimes, you should need less money to enforce the law.
No, because you would spend more money and crime would go down. If you spent more money and crime went up, then you might have an argument. You said crime keeps going down.
Oh, like, oh, the number
is
of
crime is crime bigger this year or last year?
Are the number of criminals they catch going up or down?
I don't know.
If there's less crime, there's less criminals to catch.
Right. Okay. So is crime down? That what?
If there's less crime, there's less people committing crime. Like, I don't know how else to, like, if there's less crime, there's just less people committing crime.
Okay, well, and you don't think any of that has to do with catching things or people feeling that maybe they can't do things they used to do because of cameras?
You can do anything you want to do.
You can get caught, too. You know, personally, I think a lot of this does have to do with surveillance. I think a lot of people think twice now about doing something they used to do because everybody's got a camera. I mean, you can't do even legal stuff you can't do that you used to do because somebody will flop a camera in your face.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think that's bad, too.
Well, but I think that's what's caused crime to go down. So if just the thought of surveillance scares you out of it, well, then that must be a pretty good technique.
Look, I don't know. I think it's the same thing. Government surveillance is bad. I don't know what else to say.
And if there's less crime, then why do you care about being surveilled?
Why do I need to be surveilled? I just don't want to be surveilled. Can I surveil you?
Sure.
I'll just keep a 30-day running file of everything you've done in the last 30 days. After 31 days, I'll throw that piece away.
It'd be boring, but okay.
And then I'll just keep it there forever, and then that way when you break a crime, I can be like, I have 30
places
days log here.
Places I drive?
I'll follow you around, and I'll keep a whole notebook.
Well, you can have that, places I drive. I'll keep it for you.
Like,
it's not that exciting.
Why do I? You don't see the problem with me just like it's literally like me following you around, getting everywhere you go, and then just like throwing the piece of paper away after the 31st day, and then be like, oh, look at that, I still have 30-day file.
Okay, well, if I haven't done anything, what's the problem?
Why do I need to watch? Why do I need to know everywhere you've been? I can just follow. Like, again, I mean, I could just follow you around.
Is the police department pulling up where everybody's been who's went by a flock camera?
They have it.
Are they pulling it up? No.
Probably not.
They wouldn't have the time. So they're not doing that. That's not a valid argument. If you have been accused of committing a crime, they might look it up. I don't have a problem with that. That's the point. You want information when somebody's been accused of committing a crime, which, by the way, that could clear you of that accusation.
I mean, okay. I know I said that I don't think that you should bring up other stories, but I mean, there was...
here we go.
No, but like,
let's go to Wyoming.
I don't know where it was from, but like, there was a woman who had to, like, yeah, she had to, like, prove her innocence, like, for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. One out of about a billion. You know what? That should tell you one thing right there. How many stories are there out like that? Maybe 1,000?
I don't think...
What's the population? This is like trans sports. 19 people out of 400,000, and we've got to make a gigantic case out of that.
Well, I think that's a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, I think we got that going on here,
I don't know. Government surveillance is not a mountain out of a molehill.
How many people have been unfairly convicted and put to prison because of unfair surveillance?
Well, I think if we knew it was unfair surveillance, they wouldn't be in prison.
There you go. You wouldn't know if you were being surveilled anyway. What the police should really do is just find a better way to hide the cameras.
Well,
then they wouldn't have to deal with all this.
They would still, I mean, they'd still have to tell us, like, where they're at, I think.
No, they'd
have to
wouldn't.
Tell us that they have them.
I don't think they would. If they went in privacy and said, we're using this for...
So the police can just hide the cameras, say, we got rid of the cameras, don't worry about it.
Do you think
I don't think that's allowed. You can't just lie.
Do you think that all these live cameras around the country, all these doorbell cameras people go to government to get, which, by the way, the police can get a warrant for without your knowledge?
Don't even need a warrant. They can just go to Ring.
No, but I'm saying, is that what you want?
What?
Everybody who installs a doorbell camera to have to go to the city council to get approval for that?
If I had it my way, we wouldn't have flock cameras or Ring doorbells.
And then you got the guy who stood up on Monday who said...
And I think the world would be better if...
He'd be for it if it was for the flock cameras, but he's against it because it includes Ring doorbells.
Mm, Well, again, I mean, at least to me, that argument doesn't make a whole lot of sense. They're the same thing. And, I mean, they don't, I mean, Ring doorbells don't track you, but, I mean, if a crime happened, I could just go to Ring and say, hey, I need this camera, and, you know, they'll give it
he
to you.
He got up Monday night and said he was with them, with the Flock cameras, but when they included Ring doorbells in the, Ring cameras, in legislation, now he's against it.
Ring doorbells are going to be, like, I don't know. I honestly don't think that's a battle worth fighting. I think it's a losing one. I would stick to the Flock cameras.
Why are people so suspicious? Why wouldn't the police be more suspicious? If crime's down, why do you need a doorbell camera?
If crime's down, why do you need to dump law money on law enforcement?
Right, but there's my question. But this is people making this decision, not law enforcement. People who can't even enforce it anyway, except calling a cop.
I don't know. You guys are as good as mine. That's why cameras don't make a whole lot of sense. Cameras don't enforce laws.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, if you went to Ring...
One more time? Sorry, I had my headset off.
If you view something that's going on in my home with my Ring cameras, Ring would not give it to you. You're going to have to be a police officer or...
Well, I didn't say they'd give it to me.
You need it. They're not just going to give you that.
Well, I didn't...
You said if you went to Ring, they'd give it to you. No, they wouldn't. I guarantee.
Okay,
you.
Well, I think there's just been a misunderstanding. So if I went to Ring and said, hey, I want this camera, you should give me the pictures and videos, they're going to probably look at me like I'm stupid and tell me to go somewhere.
Yeah, they're going like, to tell you go fuck yourself or something like that. They're not going to give that to you.
I agree, yes, but... If I was the cops, I was referring to the police. If the police went to Ring and said, hey, we need this because, and obviously the police are going to have a reason as to why they went to Ring to get the footage. And they will give they've done it before. They've given the police footage many times.
Well, I bet you
without the person's knowledge. So, if you had a Ring camera,
the
cops could just...
knew that people had Ring cameras, I bet you they would go to the people personally instead of going to Ring.
I mean, they might, but that's not really the point. The point is, they could, Ring doesn't even have to tell you they've given that to the police. Like, the police could just go to Ring.
There's a lot of what-ifs and could-ifs. I mean, you own a shotgun, don't you?
Yeah.
You could kill somebody or something with that shotgun. So, should you not be allowed to have that shotgun?
You know, that's right. Now you're working against the gun argument. Because you're saying... you would not kill somebody with it, but other people might, so you can't penalize everybody. Well, but now you're saying we should penalize everybody, because it could happen.
Right.
Possibility.
Well, guns aren't surveillance.
No, but it applies to everything.
Guns can do bad things. And you could be...
We're talking about life or death, which we are in with guns. There is a possibility that you could do that. So because there's a possibility, we have to take that away from you.
No.
That's what you're saying with the police.
Guns don't... guns don't kill people. People kill people. I mean, I would have to point the gun
don't
at
surveil-
you and shoot you.
Camera doesn't surveil people. Cops
do.
No,
the cameras definitely surveil you.
No, cops do.
Somebody's
got to access it.
I mean, the camera holds all the data. The gun doesn't hold anything.
Gun holds bullets.
I have to put the bullets in the gun.
There you go again.
No, the camera loads itself. The camera's a self-loading gun. We're going to use that analogy.
The argument with Flock cameras is, you just said they're not pulling everybody's record where they've been for 30 days. It would be impossible for them to do that. So whose are they pulling?
The people who they're looking at, I guess.
Who are accused of crimes. Okay, so those are the people they're pulling. The people who have a possibility to have done something wrong. You have a gun. Can a gun kill somebody?
Yeah.
Is there a possibility you could kill somebody?
I mean...
Yep.
Yeah.
So, they must go. Because anything that has a possibility to get you in trouble must go.
No, that logic is stupid.
Not really.
We gotta get rid of cars. We gotta get rid of literally everything.
You
have to get rid of everything. I can beat you over the head with this mic stand.
Right.
Like, you get rid of the mic stand.
Right.
No, bad argument.
Yes, it applies to everything.
Hey, you can turn that any way you want. That's just like the Bible. You can make any passage in the Bible.
That transition snapped my mind.
For you. I'll get off here.
No, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Cool.
No.
Yeah.
You'd have to literally ban it all.
You'd have to ban all what?
Everything.
Anything that could do harm, I guess.
But everything.
You think there's a better chance of you killing me with a gun or with a mic stand?
I mean, if I'm pretty good either way.
I hear a lot about those mic stand killings. That's nonsense. You gotta look at what people are using to kill people with. What's the number one thing people use to kill people with?
I don't know. I would assume guns.
There you go. Go ahead, Colin.
Matthew, I have a whole bunch of guns I would like to give you. My guns just beat the shit out of me today. This gun violence stuff has to stop. So would you mind taking my guns for me?
Yeah, I can take those off your hands.
Oh, he'd love them.
Please do. They broke my nose today, and my one finger's really bad. I've had it. This gun violence just has to stop.
Right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Again, just guns don't...
I understand. But it seems to be that a lot of people are using guns to kill people.
A lot of people use knives to kill people.
Really? Are those numbers similar?
A lot of people... I mean, you could stab...
What are the numbers on that?
You could stab people with anything.
Okay, what are the numbers on that?
Well, I would assume the numbers on stabbings are going to be pretty high.
Much higher than guns?
Well, let me rephrase. Like... if we're going to talk about, like, just ways in which people are killed, I guess.
I'm talking about items that are used to kill people.
Items that are used to kill people.
Yeah, what's number one?
Items. 1 second.
How many gun deaths are there in the United States? How many knifings are there in the United States every year? Let's hear those numbers.
Google's being slow.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
Hey, well, according to this, actually, you should let me have my assault rifle and ban my 9mm.
But again, guns.
Well, I mean, if we're going to go by that, I mean, like...
No, look, how many gun deaths in the United States are there?
No. Look, handguns, 45% of them, okay? 45% are handguns.
But what's the number?
Rifles, 2.6.
What's the number?
It doesn't say. It goes by percentages.
Isn't that what we're looking up? How many gun deaths in the United States every year?
Oh, that's the UK. I don't want the UK.
I know there's a lot less. They have gun laws.
Yeah, they do have gun. Yeah.
Wonder what the correlation is there. People kill people. Guns kill people.
Literally can't have guns, but I would assume that yes. If guns are banned, you're gonna have a lot less gun deaths. If we ban knives,
but they still have them.
We'd have a lot less accidents if we banned cars too. Yeah, why don't we just ban cars?
That's good logic.
We could have trains. Everybody could go on a train.
You know, wouldn't it be easier to kill somebody with a car? Why don't they do it?
No, I don't think it would be easier.
There you go. So how many gun deaths in the United States every year?
44 to 48,000.
44 to 48,000. How many stabbings in the death stabbings? 44 to 48,000 gun deaths in the United States every year.
Oh, again, what's the population? I mean, that's literally like. The population, what, 350 million of the United States? Not even at 100, not even at 50,000.
Okay. 45,000.
In the United States, about 1,600 to 1,800.
1,600? 45,000. Wonder why people aren't using those knives. If it's so easy. 45,000, 1,600. There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, we have these drive-by shootings. Look up how many drive-by knifings where they throw knives at the house when they go.
Yeah, how many people go in to shoot up a school or a club, go in there with a knife?
Yeah. Totally different.
I mean, that's a silly argument.
In Philly, yeah.
I mean, there were mass stabbings in the UK. I mean, I don't know what a mass stabbing would be. I mean, I don't know how many people count as a mass stabbing.
You can't have a gun.
I'm aware.
Groups to have a gun. And if you have a gun, it's got to be at a...
It's got to be stored at a hunting club, and you have to have a membership, and there's a whole log. Yeah.
So with gun laws, why are gun deaths down? Why are we number one in the world for gun death?
Well, I think that's pretty easy, because we have the most guns.
Yeah.
Like, by and large.
But guns don't kill people.
Again, okay.
Do we just have the most crazy people?
We probably do.
45,000. I mean,
right.
We can go to the high. 48,000.
48,000.
Not a whole lot.
Compared to knife deaths, it is 1,500. Not even 2,000.
It's comparable to people who die in car accidents every year.
Okay. Nobody's saying those are good.
Nobody's saying shootings are good.
No, but
nobody's
we try to stop people from
a gun to a criminal's good.
Nobody's saying, hey, give that drunk driver a license. Hey, you know, drive recklessly as often as you can. But boy, we try to clear the way for the gun people all the time.
Not allowed you're not allowed to shoot a gun while under the influence of anything.
You can walk into a flea market in southern Ohio today without any identification or any background check and buy any type of gun you would like.
So if we banned that, problem solved then. Because now it's just background checks all the way around.
Yeah, I think it would stop a lot of things.
All right, then, do that. Ban that loophole, and problem solved. I don't want to hear anything else about it.
Why do people fight to death not to ban that loophole?
Ban it!
I can't. There's too much money supporting. Why do they want that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, you're a gun person. Talk to them. Because people wouldn't be able to get them.
Common sense gun laws.
Go to a gun store.
And that's another thing. Who is saying ban guns? Nobody is saying ban guns. I'm talking about a specific law that exists on the books in this state that allows you to get a gun without any background check.
I'm not saying ban guns. Ban that loophole. Get rid of it.
Well, but why do you think we have that loophole?
Because the NRA fights to death for it, and people contribute money to the NRA.
I would assume it's because a lot of people sell guns at fire or at flea markets, and I don't know. I guess they see that as hurting small business.
Would not want background checks at flea markets.
Well, I don't know how you do a background check at a flea market.
Choice, there'd be no background checks, period.
There we go. Hey, thank you, caller.
Yep.
All right, phone line. Wait, by the way, it's coming on your show tonight.
Politics.
Well, like what?
Well, I mean, I'm going to talk about a lot of the same stories I did last week because, I mean, there were just a lot of them, so I figure we could talk
tonight
about
we'll give away some more of those we'll give away the Sammy Kershaw tickets and the Allison Krauss. Go ahead, caller 8 to 10.
Well, you seem to be forgetting there are too many servicemen, too many volunteers who have died for the Bill of Rights, for our Constitution. The right to bear arms is in the Constitution.
I think if you read that, people would interpret that differently.
I think if you would read it and you had a brain, Scott, you'd be a genius.
I think I must be a genius then. See, and that's how people angry get about guns?
Well, I don't see the need for that.
No, people just get angry. Read the Second Amendment before we wrap it up.
A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
First line, the right of a militia. How many people you know are bearing...
No.
What is
it? A well-regulated militia.
Well-regulated militia. How many of those you see around?
Militias?
Yeah.
We don't have militias.
Oh, there you go. Well, right there, that's null and void.
Well, it's illegal to have militias. So,
well, illegal to have militias. Oh, my God, that's against the Constitution.
They banned them.
Oh, man.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, all those servicemen. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not angry at you, Scott. I'm very, very disappointed because you're supposed to be an educated individual.
Did you hear the Second Amendment?
You're acting stupid.
Did you hear the Second Amendment? Apparently he didn't. So I guess it's name calling.
No, but a well-regulated militia,
which is illegal now.
Militias.
Right.
No, so illegal. Banned them. Got
right,
rid of them.
Right.
They didn't like to have groups of armed people who
But
trained.
That's in the Constitution, so how can you make that illegal?
Good question.
Good question.
They did.
Not a stupid question. Maybe a good question.
Well, I don't think they should be banning militias either, but, you know, the government decided that having groups of armed people around whose job it was to secure a, necessarily secure a free state.
Maybe some people should read the Second Amendment. That's it. We're done for the day.
Reinstate militias and
we're done.
Let us have
We're done and we're leaving. All right, we'll be back tonight at 8:15 to 10. Tune in then. Stay tuned. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?